Hello, Tom.
Hello, Greg.
What's up?
This is delirious laughter of a
photographer that's questioning whether he's a photographer anymore.
What is photo? What does that button do? Where's the
Emmy
key?
Oh, I love Simpsons.
That's so good.
Where are you? Where are you?
I'm in a town called Comboyne.
Comboyne Harvester?
Yeah. I guess you pronounce it Comboyne. I don't really know how else you could pronounce that.
Is it C-O-M?
Yeah, C-O-M-B-O-Y-N. And?
Comboyne Shire?
Shire.
Oh, there's an N at the end. N E at the end.
There totally is, you're right.
Comboyne.
You use your New Zealand wisdom to gather that there was an E. The E's silent, though.
It looks... Oh, really? It looks like it's just like a crossroads, this town.
Listen, it's pretty small. That's what she said. But it's nice.
It's a small town in the hinterlands behind Port Macquarie, which promotes itself as having peace, quiet, and fresh mountain air.
It's lovely. So what we do, right, is we go onto Airbnb and we type in, say, a price range, a date range, and then we search for cabins and cottages.
Okay.
And what we end up with is a really interesting range of properties that aren't like apartments or like big houses. So just little kind of shacks and cottages. So what the one we're in now is actually it's a big yurt. It's a roundhouse.
That's cool. Eh?
It's not ghetto like canvas yurt. It's like an actual house built in the shape of a round yurt. With this big central room with a fireplace and a big wraparound balcony and views. You can see all the way to the ocean, which must be like 40Ks, 50Ks.
I've got a map right here, but there's no scale on the map.
It's,
but yeah, it's a long way. It's ages.
Yeah, it's so nice, the view. So yeah, and we just came here to chill for a week. Because, cool. You know, why not?
What about your kitty cats?
We have a house sitter.
Yeah,
who we're communicating with a lot, and she seems to be having a fun time.
Nice.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, good. Very busy.
That was the sigh. That was the sigh of the ages.
I'm good. Yeah, we just had a nice trip down to the snow for 3 days. I shot a wedding at the Chateau, which is in the middle of the North Island. And actually, Kat worked in an engagement shoot for her as well while she was down there.
Oh, awesome.
And, man, it was the classic thing where, you know, they book Kat as a photographer and then they're like, oh, we want an engagement shoot. Sweet. So Kat says, and they live down near the Chateau. So Kat says, look, we're coming down that way. Should we do the engagement shoot down there? Which is awesome for us because it's something new, something different. And the couple are so stoked. And then the day before, they're like, oh, we're just thinking about, like, the photos. And could you, like, try and take photos like these? And they send through 10 photos from, like, the best photographers in New Zealand of, like, you know, the most photogenic people in the moodiest light. Mm-hmm. And Kat gets all this and is like, oh, man.
That is the worst kind of email to receive before a shoot.
I think so. I was trying to liken it to going into a Toyota dealership and then showing photos of like a new Ferrari and saying, yeah, I just want this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Please. But the deal's already done also. It's like you've already paid the deposit on the new Camry.
Yeah.
And then you take in the photo of the Ferrari and go, oh yeah, just make it look like this now.
I would say that analogy is good, but I would say in Kat's case, because Kat's pretty awesome, it would be more like, you've paid a deposit on like a BMW, then you and what you want is like a Maserati.
Okay, sure. Ah, oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah,
I would have gone. I would have said Kat's like Hyundai. it's from 1994.
Oh, that's brutal. And she wanted a 1995 Camry with the LTs.
It wasn't a new. You thought it was a new Camry at the dealership. No.
It's like
someone traded it.
She's like, she's a VS Commodore Malou. And they wanted a VT.
Cat. I actually don't. For the record, I do not think that.
Oh, gosh. We have to put it in Australian car like terms, like Malou.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, it's like an old Magna. And then they want like a... I read something the other day about the most expensive Holden ever made.
Oh, I know what it is. It was that yellow GTS R, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was 190 grand.
Yeah. It was the VS?
V something. GTR?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, with the horrible three-spoke wheels.
Oh.
So ugly.
Because apparently there are 2,000 Holdens left to buy, like new, in the whole world.
Whoa. Is that right?
And they're... Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, get in while you can.
I reckon they should just throw them in the ocean.
Just put Chevrolet badges
on them.
And then just maybe double the price.
That's so funny. Oh, wow.
Matt Black.
Matt Black Chevy. Come
on. Anyway, so I had the Chateau wedding, and then on Saturday we had a nice party up here in Mangawhai. Amber and Zahn are a couple, and they had a cool party with a bunch of wedding photographers. So that was really nice, and we ended up staying till like midnight, I think.
They live pretty near you, do they?
About 10 minutes away.
Man, that's pretty good because you don't live in a very like. Populous area, do you?
No, Mangawhai is definitely out of the main centres, so it's cool to have some other people up here. And there's another really good photographer, Olga Franco, who's probably 25 minutes away, but way more rural again than us.
Okay.
Anyway, she was there just briefly for like 10 minutes, but guess what? She drives a Subaru Forester.
So good.
Yeah, and her partner... Yeah. Possibly husband. He was driving the car, and I was like, "Hey, what's up, Forester?" and I had my Outback right next to it. And I was like, "That's my car."
How good?
And he goes, "Oh yeah, not bad. I've got an STI at home."
Oh well, and you're like,
"But actually, I was pretty impressed. I was like frothing."
I don't do it for me, eh?
It was a WRX STI.
Nah, they're just. I mean, I get it. I get why they're good, but for me, the functionality of having a raised up beast car is way more impressive. Sure. Like than a, yeah, it goes fast, but and
actually the first thing I said to him was, "Oh, but do you have a daily driver?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I've got a Honda Accord or something." And I was like, "Yeah, you got to have your sensible car,
yeah,
and then have the STI." Mm.
If someone gave me a brand new STI, I would sell it without driving it. Or nah, really? Maybe I'd drive it once, but I'd sell it so quickly.
You know what, Zahn, I'm going to talk about him later as well. He gave me a mission.
Mm.
And it would equally get you would qualify.
Can I please have their Instagram just so I can look at their photos while I digest the
He is ZAHN Zahn, but I couldn't tell you their Instas. Yeah. She is,
I am following him. No, let's go.
Oh man. Perspectives.
Okay.
Perspectives is like her company, but it's not just her, it's a bunch of photographers.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know if like Amber does stuff on her own as well. Maybe she does.
Okay, yeah, what was
if
the...
you're listening, Amber, sorry. I don't know anything about
your
brand. What
was the
apparently.
Challenge?
To be sponsored by Subaru.
Whoa.
To like us to, or me, and you, I think. We're in different countries, so it doesn't...
Wait,
doesn't
he knows who I am?
Ooh. Yeah, he was like, "Greg, you should totally be sponsored by Subaru. Make it happen."
We do bang on about them a lot.
We do.
Like a lot.
So that's my mission, whether or not I can be bothered doing that. We'll see.
I guess we could kind of get the whole intrepid photographer uses Subaru to achieve amazing photos sort of thing happening.
I think so, yeah. And like because we drive around a lot for weddings, it would be easy to take photos of the cars in different places.
That's true, actually.
Did you find Zahn? It's Zahn Trotter is his.
Totally found it.
Yeah. And what annoys me about Zahn is he's a really good photographer, and he's damn good looking too.
Isn't that frustrating? It's like some people get all the good genes. He has a pretty solid beard.
Yeah, actually, you would have lots of good beard talk that you could do with them.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Can I deviate from this? Or did you want to say anything else about that stuff you were talking about?
I think I'm finished.
Okay. So one thing that I like to talk about in this uncertain time is just to touch base, because I'm pretty sure everyone's like us. Everyone's like, this period where we're living in is pretty frustrating. So how are you doing with, are you still copying postponements and you know, people wanting, dealing with deposit issues, or are things pretty good over there now?
Things are better now than previous. We're still getting the odd cancellation or postponement, but it is much, I think people now, when they cancel, they know the deposit is iffy. They know it's probably not going to get refunded, so they're not pushing.
Good.
We had one couple cancel, and we said, look guys, we have to just revert to our old thing, which is we can refund the deposit if we can rebook your date. Yep. And they're like, yep, we understand, that's fine.
This is a postponement or a cancellation?
Cancellation.
Right.
Yep. Because our angle now is that it's not a government enforced cancellation. It's still crap. So that's cool.
Doing it because they choose to. They're not doing it because they're being forced to by the government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As for new bookings, you know what? I got like 3 bookings in the last 3 or 4 days. So
that's good.
One really big one, and then 2 tiny ones, but still good.
Okay.
So yeah, things are okay, I think.
Because you guys some are like that 100 days without community transmission. Is that right?
Something.
Some headline. Huge. About
it. Yeah.
Impressive.
In New Zealand right now, well, for the last, I don't know, 2 months, it's we're operating like there's no virus.
That is so good.
Mm. So yeah, once we came out of lockdown, that was it. You just no one wears masks. So good. There's no limit to anything you can do except for the people that are coming into the country fresh.
They've still got to go into ISO.
ISO, yeah, and the government was paying for it, and just as of today, they're not paying for it anymore.
Same with you. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
What about
cool.
you, Tom? Tell me about you.
Well, as you know, so we're Victoria's sort of experiencing a little bit of a second wave. New South Wales pretty good so far, but we still have some restrictions, which is venue number restrictions, like 1 person per whatever square meters. Okay. So I'm still having postponements, not too many, but I'm still definitely having them. Like the last probably 2 weeks, I've had about 4 more postponements from say October to next year, which is fine. I'm still trying to be really flexible.
Okay.
I'm still happy to, I thought a lot about it, but I'm still happy to transfer deposits without really any penalty to next year if the people are nice about it.
Because I
still feel at this stage that's better for my overall business sort of future than just being like, nah, repay the deposit. But cancellations, absolutely. See you later.
Sure.
You're not getting it back. I had one really cool one. My first couple to postpone from April. So, you know, when the virus was all ramping up, I had one weekend where like I shot 2 weddings, and then the following weekend was when restrictions came in and when everything went crazy. And that couple postponed to August. And then now that August is coming and there are still venue caps with numbers, so that couple now are like, well, look, we just can't have our wedding because we can't have the numbers that we want. We are super limited. The thing is, because their wedding was so soon, the original wedding, they'd already paid me in full.
Oh.
Yeah, and so now they're postponing again, but they don't know. They're going to hold off choosing a date. They're going to postpone indefinitely. And so they were like, can you send us your cancellation policy? And I was like, oh, here we go. Yeah, you know, when they ask you that, you're like. So I looked back to my contract that they had signed at the time they booked, and it was that was my old contract, which said, maybe my new one says this too, I can't remember. It said, if you cancel within 6 months of the wedding, no refund. No refund of whatever you've paid me.
Okay.
So I've got like $4,500 of their money, and I'm not really legally entitled to give it back to them. Not that I have it to give it back, even if I wanted to right now. But anyway, I wrote back to them and I was like, listen, this is what the contract that you signed says. However, I'd like to give you half back now, but I can't give it back to you until I get more money coming in, and I should get more money coming in soon because I'm getting a lot of balance payments coming.
Yep. Couple of months. Yeah.
Yep. I'll retain the other half, but if any time in the future, if you want to rebook with me, because they are going to get married at some point, then I said, I'll honor that and I'll transfer that to the new date. And they came back and they were like, we don't need any money back. We don't want it back. Just we'll call you when we have a new date and we'll just consider it locked in. And I was like, that's amazing. Just please consult with me first before you choose a date.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really, like, really nice of them.
Well, that's good, Tom. Well, obviously they were kind of thinking, what's the worst case scenario here? Like, if we cancel, what happens? Yep. And then you spelt it out for them and they were like, nah. We want to keep with you, Tom. You're the bomb. Keep our money, earn some interest off it.
Exactly.
Or prevent you from going into overdraft.
Pretty much, yeah. And then not being able to having to sell my cameras altogether.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Okay, dude. So, yeah. Yeah. So, it's still hard. It's still very hard out there. I did have one person get back to me yesterday with and say I was too expensive. They've gone with someone cheaper. But I'm like, yeah, well, it's no problem.
I'm having heaps of those lately.
There was a big rant on one of our Facebook pages where people were saying, should we do discounts and should we give free weddings away and all this kind of stuff? And everyone was weighing in. And there didn't seem to me to be a clear theme. Everyone just sort of had their own opinion of what you should do.
Okay, so mixed bag of opinions.
Yeah. I still don't really know. I mean, I'm just charging full price and that's that.
But
then I guess, you know, if someone gets back to me and they're like, hey, we really want this, we really want that, maybe it's like you say, if they're nice and they say, hey Greg, we want, say, a full day and we want an album, can you give us a deal? And they say, like, we want to book you for this date. If everything lines up perfectly and they just want that little to feel like they got a good deal, I mean, I'm going to come to the party.
100%, me too.
But that's probably not a COVID thing. That's just me as a businessman. You know, that's...
Man, it's not like we don't earn good money. Like, there's a bit of play in there if we really wanted to, especially in this time when we're uncertain about things and money might be a little tight. Like, why not?
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but the difference between receiving, say, $4,000 or nothing, if they don't, you know, if you annoy them and they go somewhere else, that's a big deal.
It's a massive deal, yeah.
But then you see, if you take that logic, you could say, well, I should just half my price because $2,000 or nothing is better.
Yeah, there's got to be a line, right? $1.
So it's cool. I am looking forward to shooting more weddings. My kind of mid-year resolution is to look to promote myself at venues that I don't normally work at that might require a bit more travel.
Okay.
Because I kind of have my bread and butter, like, that I smash around Northland and Auckland. But like, I did this chateau wedding last week, and it was really nice to get out and just somewhere different, change of scenery, meet new people, like all the staff and the events people there. Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, that's good. It always sparks your creative juices to be in a new place and new landscapes and stuff, eh?
I think so. So I do have a snap down.
I want to hear it.
Well, I've still got his Insta page up. Zahn gave me this snap down, and I asked his permission if I could use it because this is a bit of a game changer. Maybe this is something you already do, Tom.
Okay, maybe. We'll see.
All right, listen. So there are apps that do this, but Mac OS does it natively. The iPhone and Mac both do it. You know, the keyboard shortcuts.
Yes.
But the type where you can go into the settings and say, if I type GWC, it'll auto type Greg Campbell Wedding Photography or whatever.
What's that system called? I've forgotten. It's called...
Okay, listen. Here we go.
I'm
on a Mac, a desktop, and you go into keyboard.
In system preferences.
And then you go shortcuts. Keyboard. No. You go text. And on the left column, you've got your short... replace with. So on the left, I have things like, if I type www.g, it does my website.
Okay.
So www.g, autofill my website address. I've pretty much got all my email addresses. So if I type info@g...
Oh, that's a very good idea.
it'll fill with my email address. It's really good because if I did info at any time, like, you know, I'm replying to some corporate or to you, Tom, you've got info at Tom, right?
Yeah.
It'll auto do my email address. So you just want to make it that, you know, there's no chance of there being some.
Sure.
Excuse me, something else. Well, Zahn took it, like, I would say 10 times further. And he has like a thing where if he says, so he'll just call it he's replying to an email and he's not doing it through Studio Ninja, like, yeah. Let's say it comes straight in and he just wants to send a quick reply, it'll be reply one.
Okay.
So if he types R1, it'll then, he writes in like a full email.
Oh wow.
In the replace with part. So it'll be like, oh, thank you so much for contacting me. There's like a whole like two paragraphs.
Okay.
And he just has to type R1. The odds of you typing in lowercase r then one together any other time, pretty low. They're but low. Maybe you might want to do R1 full stop or something.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And boom, then it just goes. And
wow.
Now, I was, the only thing I asked him is, let's just try my theory here. R1 full stop. And then type. I wondered if there was a character limit
to the like template to the text
response. Yeah. It seems as though you can't put in a like a paragraph break, a new paragraph.
Oh, so it's just blocks of text.
But that wouldn't be so bad because I'm just typing like random keys and pushing spacebar a lot.
Does this apply anywhere in Mac OS? For example, you put in R1 and let's say you put in certain words. Any program that you're in?
Yes.
It's
system wide, and if you've got iCloud, it'll remember that. Into, you know, over to your phone as well.
Of course.
So I've just been typing a huge big thing. I just received an email. I'm going to hit reply and then I'm going to type R1 plus. Uh-huh. Okay, there's a little trap. It auto capitalized the R, so it didn't work. So I'm
maybe. Okay, it's too smart for you. So your template has to have a capitalized
R start. Escape to get out of the capital 1 plus.
Interesting.
Okay, that did not work. Oh, why is it not working, Tom? This might require... Maybe it hasn't saved it yet because I'm still in it.
Mm.
Okay, let me quit out of there. Don't save. Let me go new. Let me go down here and go R, escape, 1, full stop.
Don't work!
He's smashing your keyboard.
I remember one time you told me something like, you'd hate to be my keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Because I tend to hammer it quite a bit.
You do hammer the keys. I can hear you like abusing your keyboard.
Look, that's what they're there for.
Oh, it worked.
It worked.
Okay, maybe the full stop was what put me wrong, but it definitely worked that time.
Okay. That's very useful. I'm trying to think what I would practically use it for in a day-to-day scenario.
I definitely think when someone sends you an email and you want to say, oh, like one that I reply to a lot is when it's getting close to the wedding, a couple of months out, and they say, hey, Greg, we just wanted to catch up for a chat or something. It could be something like, hey, yeah, I'm available anytime during the week. Give me a call.
Yes.
Blah, 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 something like that. And you could call it callback or call C1 or something.
Or something that I find, I'm just thinking about it now, is you know when people say to you, hey, we'd love to get an album, can you give us some album options?
Okay.
And like, I do have, so in that case I have a Gmail, because you know in Gmail, oh no, this isn't Gmail, this is my email client, is called Spark.
Okay.
And in Spark I have some like template emails, but then I have to go into the template and click like apply or whatever. If there was a very simple like keyboard shortcut that had that would be awesome, because then I wouldn't, because I'm not going to go into Studio Ninja for that, because that adds an extra step, because I'm already in my email client.
Sure.
So at that point I can type like, you know, A01 or whatever shortcut I have, and that would just be like, hey, yeah, for sure, here's the album info you wanted or something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I think
underutilized.
Look, yeah, and I think that everyone would have their own idea how that could be best utilized. Obviously, I was using it a little, but yeah, compared to how the way Zahn explained it, I was just scraping the surface.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I'm going to have a crack at that and set up some shortcuts.
One thing that I have done is I've got an autocorrect from ABS to AND. So the word abs, it for some reason I always mistype it, and I meant to type and, and I type abs.
Oh, so when you type abs, it automatically puts and.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
For some reason, when I'm typing, I go abs, and it autocorrects to and. It's so good.
For some reason, on my phone, I have this really weird autocorrect that happens. When I type ha ha ha, it types like Nigeria. I have no idea why.
I guarantee you it's because you typed ha 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 once and it said, do you mean Nigeria?
And
you
I meant, wrote, yes.
By accident.
So silly.
And then it was like, I got you. I got it's you like, back.
Okay, mate, but if that's what you meant.
Like, I live in Manga Whai, and so I type that wrong, you know, 90% of the time, and I hope for an autocorrect. But one time I spelt it Manga Fia.
Okay.
And for, I don't know, maybe I just didn't correct it, or maybe it tried to autocorrect, and I said, no, I want Manga Fia. So anyway, now Manga Fia comes up heaps, and I have to be like, no.
That's
and
where you live.
Manga Whai will be like, to the left, it'll be the secondary recommendation, but the middle one will be Manga Whai, and I'm like, no, get
damn it.
So okay, that's a good one. Thank you, Zahn.
I have a snapdown. It's totally unphotography related.
Oh, I love it.
Did you
already? I like it, Tom.
Did you ever play many games when you were a kid, like computer games?
Yeah.
Did you ever
play much more than I do now?
Okay. Did you ever play one of the best games ever made, Civilization?
You know, I never got into it. I tried to, like, I started playing it once, and it just didn't take.
Look, some people are just not nerdy enough. But anyway,
I think that might have been it.
They're up to Civilization 6, and I've played it before. Anyway, I just figured out that I can play it on my iPad, so I've been ravaging it on my iPad.
Okay.
So yeah, given that I have nothing to shoot right now and nothing to edit, so yeah, been playing a lot of games. It's been awesome.
Cool. What's the gameplay like in Civilization 6?
It's like a top-down 3D view of like a landmass.
Yep.
And you start off with a settler and a builder, or a settler and like I think it's called a warrior. And you have to explore the landscape, and you have to build cities, and then you have to develop the land.
Pretty similar to that genre.
Oh, it pretty much defined that genre.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it did. Because it was that, and then SimCity.
Well, the SimCity is more like just a city, whereas Civilization's like the whole land, like the whole race, or the whole, like a landmass compared to a city.
Okay.
Yep. It's awesome.
When I was little, because we had Mac computers and you couldn't get cool games for Macs back in like the 90s.
Yeah.
And there was a sim game called A-Train.
A-Train.
And my dad bought it for, I think my dad bought it for me. But the guy who was like his computer guy for his office, he said, yeah, it might be a bit advanced for Greg, because I was like 11 or something.
You're like, come on.
But he bought it, and basically it's like SimCity, but everything is on trains. So you lay train tracks, ooh, and you put in a station, and then the station, like, if lots of trains are going there and there's an attraction like a ski slope or something, houses will pop up, and so, you know, you start developing. And
so it's called A-Train?
It was a really cool game. Yeah, just A-Train.
I'm just Googling.
I really got into it when I was little, but it was quite funny because the game would... every time the game refreshed a frame, it would advance a certain amount of time in the game. So let's say 1 hour would be one frame.
Right.
So, you know, it would flick by like 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. Duk, and your little trains would go click, 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 like a certain amount of distance over that hour. Tick, 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 tick.
Okay.
So that refresh of one frame took the computer a certain amount of processing power to do it. So the faster the computer you had, the more frames it would be able to process. Therefore, the faster the gameplay would be.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, in the game, you know, like Civilization, there's a certain amount of waiting for things to happen. Like, the man has to go and do the thing, like build, like chop down the tree or whatever, or build the thing. And there's a certain amount of waiting.
Yeah.
So in A-Train, you're waiting for these trains to go around. You're waiting for people to, like, you know, build their houses, and then buildings start going up multi-story, and it all takes time. And on the old computers, I would be sitting there for days and days waiting for things to happen.
Mm.
And then my dad got this new computer. It was like an old Power Mac, PC, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we put A-Train on it, and suddenly the train's like going...
You're like,
full speed. But you can slow it down, which is no problem, but it was just that before it was hitting a ceiling of how fast it could go. Oh, man. It turned like a week of gameplay into an hour, which was just amazing.
You would have felt like, so special with that new computer.
And, of course, my dad would use it during the day. Like, selfish bastard.
Go away, Dad.
But imagine what it would do nowadays. Like, even just on a phone, it would just be out of control.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Do you track your Google rankings much?
Nah, I used to, eh? But okay. My thing, what's that program? It,
SEO Edge.
It ran out of, like, I have to pay. I have to pay again, and I never did, but...
For your like, most kind of targeted search term, have you always hovered around the top of page one?
I should be number one. Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Go to Google and go to a new... I don't even know. I don't know if this is fully subjective. I don't think it is, but start a new private window.
Yes.
Like a new private browser, and Google your given search term.
So if I Google Northland wedding photog, which if I'm honest, I'm losing photog. Can't type. Mm-hmm. Northland wedding photographer search. And yeah, so I'm number one on maps. Oh, but I'm not number one anywhere else. I've dropped down heaps. I'm like number seven.
Okay, so...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep.
If you had Googled that yesterday, you probably would have been number one or two.
Oh, what's happened?
So, yeah, I figured this out this morning. I was just on Facebook and I saw this photographer I follow who also is like a Google, an SEO like guru, posted a comment about how Google dropped a new algorithm update last night and it's been pretty devastating. And I was like, uh-oh. So I went to SEO Edge and looked at mine. Every single one of my... targeted search terms, except for two, has dropped by approximately 5 positions.
Wow.
Some have dropped by 8. So Southern Highlands wedding photographer is like my main targeted one. And I've been number one for, you know, I don't know. I mean, here and there I've dropped, but I've been number one there for, you know, 6 years. And now I'm number 5.
Oh, man.
And then all these other ones, I'm like number 11, number 13, 14. And then I got a few other people to check too, and the same thing's happening. So... it looks like the algorithm they've pushed through has just done a whole heap of changes, and hopefully it will... Well, I don't mean to take away from people who are now high, but it's like that. It's like it is rewarding people who haven't put a lot of work into their SEO. I'm on Facebook now. This guy I follow in the States, his name's Sean Carr. He's a really good wedding photographer. He wrote... his status says... You know how people write like... it's not going to make sense unless you look at it. He's got no one, semicolon, and then it's blank. And then it says, Google, let's put a random wedding blog post from 10 years ago by a Connecticut photographer on page one. And that's what I feel it's done. It's like put all these weird posts from a long time ago up to the top of all these search terms. So,
okay.
I don't know. I guess if you're listening and you check your rankings right now, you're probably going to see a pretty devastating drop.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's just a temporary...
All of mine are way down now.
Yep.
It'll Mungify just, is like way down. Matakana is not even on page one anymore. That's
it'll be from yesterday. Good. Like it wouldn't have been like that yesterday, I would say.
So shall I do things?
Well, I would say not yet. I would say it'll most likely improve.
I wonder if you have to go in and make changes to your site, just a few little changes here and there so that Google... I don't know, recognizes that, you know, the pages are being used and that.
I don't know. I think that it'll probably revert. Like, I'm looking at this one. I've gone from number 1 to number 11 in one day. Wow. And there are sites now above mine for this Southern Highlands photographer term. There's some really weird sites, like a Airtasker site is now above mine.
Okay.
Easy Weddings. Oh, I hate those guys. Anyway, it's so, you know, what's frustrating, man, is that like so many aspects of our careers as in our jobs are relying on factors that are totally out of our hands. It's like,
yeah, it's true. Right?
Google wants to update things, they can totally screw us in terms of organic searches. Facebook decides to kill off organic reach, dead. Instagram changes their algorithm and suddenly, you know, changes it from whatever it was to whatever it was, chronological to whatever they have now. You know, massive changes to the way we can get work from Instagram. I get that change needs to happen, but yeah, sometimes it, I find it really frustrating that they're like, there's so many things we have to keep on top of, you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's me hard, too, man. Yeah, yeah. And I've neglected my website a bit lately because I've just been doing other stuff. But just sitting here looking at my website, looking at that, I'm, to be honest, I'm borderline freaking out.
Sorry. Well, you did a massive website update not long ago. So you haven't really neglected it for that long. You fully redesigned it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I'm going to do some more blogs, I guess.
Give it a few days and I would, fingers crossed, hope that that algorithm update sorts itself out, I'd say, maybe.
I need to get onto this, but a lot of my leads lately have been coming directly from venues and from friends of past clients.
That's so good, which, isn't it?
It's really good, but I'm wondering if that's because I've got this huge audience that's, they're not seeing my website.
Well, maybe. You mean because of some other factor?
Those. Well, because I've been dropping in my rankings, but do you think that my rankings probably have been fine just until yesterday?
That's exactly what I think, yep. If you had, I mean, not that you need SEO Edge, but yeah, I'm pretty sure you would
I've got it, I just need to.
I'm pretty sure that you would, that's only happened like overnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pay the $20 or whatever for another year.
It's not, oh my God, some of mine have dropped like 30 places. All my blog posts, so for example, Centennial Vineyards Wedding, that dropped 25 places in one day.
Wow.
So annoying.
I'll make some changes. All right. That's my afternoon, I guess.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Did we have any meaty topics to...
Well, mine, I kind of talked about mine before, which was I wanted to talk about the postponement thing. What I was going to ask you...
Okay.
So it's kind of... I realize it doesn't really apply to you because in New Zealand, things are kind of fine. But here, we're starting to see people wanting to postpone their weddings from like April next year. So people are like, oh, we don't think that things are going to be fine by April, which may be the case, but may also not be the case. Can we postpone? And so now the question is, do we offer free, you know, do we offer no penalty postponements? Long? Exactly. How far ahead are we going to sort of allow this stuff to go on in terms of not letting people have any penalty?
I don't know. It's hard. We're very fortunate in New Zealand that we don't have that issue right now. But I have heard of people saying things like you would retain, like there'd be a $500 booking fee or something if they wanted to change dates.
Yeah.
And then every time they wanted to change, there would be another $500. It would be on top of whatever they've already paid.
Like a postponement fee or a date change
fee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's actually a pretty good idea to put in the contract. Just a small date change fee.
Yeah, so rather than it being... but you see...
Then it's a bit draconian, isn't it?
Maybe it could be that if it's 6 months out from the wedding, there's a let's just call it $500 convenia, some sort of booking change date fee.
Yeah.
But within 6 months, it applies to the non-refundable deposit stuff.
I think it's fair. But then I just wonder, is that a bit brutal?
Could be, yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't know, man. How weird is it when no one's shooting? Oh, you've got a few weddings on, but it's just like, I don't know, not buying any new toys, not buying any new lenses, not shooting much.
Can I tell you, I don't know if I should talk about this or not, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So I shot a wedding not long ago and delivered the files. And I was pretty happy. I thought it was a good wedding. And few weeks later, I get an email and the bride's like, hey, Greg, love the photos.
But
then you can imagine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she's commented that there weren't enough close-ups.
Of what?
She wanted more close-up intimate photos of her and her husband.
Okay.
And, okay, fair enough. They're a little bit older. Like, she's my age and he's in his 40s.
Okay.
So, older couple. She said she wanted more close-up intimate photos. She said that the photos I had taken had been further away, full body.
Okay.
Still of them, you know, looking great and everything, just not so intimate close-up. But then she said, also, here is an example of the close-up shots I really like. Are there more like these? I don't know where she thinks these photos are going to be. Like, anyway.
You just didn't give them to her, even though you took them.
Yeah, yeah. But then she goes, in these photos, can you Photoshop out my wrinkles? Because I look, she said, because she thinks she looks like she's 60 years old. So I've only replied to say, hey, got your email. I'll check it out and get back to you. But I'm a bit stuck as to what to do because she's contradicted herself. She said she wants more close-ups, but then the close-ups need to be Photoshopped. And when you're there on the day and you're taking photos, like sometimes when you've got a couple that are getting on a bit, I do tend to go back a little bit.
Oh, I definitely
Because, yeah, when you get up super close, like you can see through the viewfinder how things are looking and you get back a bit and you think, oh, that looks nice. And
but also,
most people aren't as snuggly photos. As the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my experience, they want guy was being,
the guy was being really, really good, but, you know, the lady, the bride, she was pushing for, like, all kinds of cool photos and he was being really, really good. You know how some guys just don't tolerate it?
Yeah.
He was being great, but I didn't get like the super, super snuggly vibe from him. But I'm not saying it's their fault. Maybe it's my fault. But I'm sort of just wondering how to reply to this. And I guess, yeah, well, okay, does anything come to mind as to what you would do?
Oh, honestly, I'd probably just say, like, I gave you all the great photos. I think these photos are an awesome summary of the day. I tend to not shoot too many intimate portraits. I shoot what I do and that's pretty much what I've done, and I don't know, like, what can you do? Like, you can't be like, oh, here's some I didn't give you, because you would have already given them to her.
Yeah.
And then as for the Photoshop wrinkling thing, I'd just say, as per my contract, sure, I can try, but there'll be my high editing fee or whatever.
The Photoshopping stuff, when it's like that, I truly wouldn't be able to do a good job of that.
It's very
so difficult. I would just say, look, I'd recommend my sister Hillary, who's I've brought her up a few times. She's like the business at Photoshop. She would have to charge, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, man, of course. But that would probably deter this bride from, I guess, chasing you more. But as for the photos she wants, I mean,
I could probably, I mean, of course, there would be other frames, you know, that weren't included that I could include. So maybe I just go through and like hash out as many of those as I can and then say, look, here are some more shots. Like,
yeah, I guess,
they'll just be different frames of the same.
I guess you could do that.
And then say, hey, as for the Photoshopping, here's my sister's number or email address. Give her a...
That's a good plan. Also, something to remember, I think, sometimes is when people ask these things of you, if you simply say, sorry, but like, I gave you all the good shots, there aren't any more, she might very well just be like, yeah, no worries. Like, she's probably not going to be like, you bastard. Sometimes I think that when people ask me for a certain thing that I haven't delivered, I get all stressed out, they're going to get the shits. But in actual fact, then I stress over it and stress over it. Then I'm honest with them with the reply and they're like, oh yeah, no worries. And I was like, why was I stressing?
Yeah, fair enough.
You know?
And then along those lines, sometimes when you say yes once, then they ask more and more, you know?
Well, that's true. Then they're like, if he didn't give us those photos, what other photos didn't he give us? And then you get into the whole, can we have the raw files? Or can we have all the photos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think if I say, I gave you, you know, what I felt was a good representation of the day, but now that I know you know, really wanted those close intimate shots, there were a few frames that I thought, you know, weren't as strong, but I'll send them all through to you.
Yeah.
And then she knows that I've sent through things that I felt shouldn't have been in the end album.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's meaning she won't go, oh, I wonder what else he didn't give us. Because they got 880 odd photos.
Oh, like that's heaps, man. Honestly, I'd really, unless there was something I'd missed, like a particular guest that was unwell or had passed away and they wanted me to double check there were no more of in that case, with 880 shots delivered, I'd just be like, nah, sods, I've given you all the good ones. That's a huge amount of photos.
Yeah. I'm flicking through now on the photos, like, you know, before and after, immediately before and after the ones where she has said they're the ones she loved. And maybe, yeah, I can probably send her like 5 more photos.
Well, there you go. I guess if she's nice, then.
Yeah, but as I say, yeah, I'm looking at them and I'm like, no, there's a reason why I chose the ones I chose.
Yeah, because they're the best ones. And I think, I was having this discussion with Michelle the other day, I think that by delivering fewer photos, it makes the ones you do deliver stronger. So like, sure. If you have a series of 10 photos of the same, or virtually the same, if you deliver all 10 of them, it muddies the waters and makes them all look, they're all okay, there's so many of them. But if you just deliver, say, of 10 photos that are all pretty good, but really similar, I might deliver 2 color and 1 black and white, for example.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
You probably do the same, right? So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You'd have a small sequence of 2 in color where you can see a bit of movement or like there's a little bit of a story, maybe even 3. And then 1 black and white because I think it's nice. Some people just prefer black and whites of a certain series. But I think by delivering too many more, yeah, it kind of devalues the ones you did deliver originally. They're like, ah, oh, well, I don't know.
So, no, I do agree. Yeah. I mean, maybe the expectation is from some people, look, he took 3,000 photos on the day. You know, we should be getting 2,800 of those.
Oh, that's just... And then she would get them and realize how silly that request is.
Mm. To be fair, like, this has been quite good, Tom, because I wasn't sure if I'd bring this up or not, but scrolling through, knowing that that's what she wants...
Mm.
And maybe, you know, I can, yeah, as I say, there are probably 10 photos I could send, and I think it would, she'd be happy. This would make her very happy. But the photoshopping side, yeah, that is something else.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Like, that's dodgy. I don't even.
Well, I'm not going to, I'll just, yeah, look, I'll pass her on to my sister. It's the best I can do.
Maybe I should refer people to your sister too.
Oh, she'd love it probably.
Does she do, like, because she's by trade a graphic designer, right?
I can't remember what her diploma is. She did like a 2 or 3 year diploma, but she is a trained Photoshop user.
Oh, legit.
So she really, really knows what she's doing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she's also like an artist. Like, she'll do art in Photoshop and all that.
Man, that blows my mind how people can do that.
So she's cool. Incredible. Oh, yeah. She'll like, you know, take away something. And I'm just like, how'd you do that?
Magic. Hillary Copperfield.
So no, she's a really good person. So anyone listening, if you get a someone that wants photoshopping done and you just don't want to touch it, see, for me, if I start doing photoshopping, I don't want it to then, like we were saying, Tom, for them to be like, oh, well, while you're at it, can you do this, this, and this?
Yeah.
Because with Hillary, she's got like, she quotes on, you know, a certain price and she does the work and she's very professional about it.
Yeah.
The good thing is that because I can give her like the raw files, or I can give her very, very high res edited JPEGs, she can do it straight from me, bring it back to me, and then I can put it into the album nicely.
Easy, yeah.
In this case, don't know if I do it that way, but yeah, so no, it works really well.
No, good.
Hillary's amazing.
Go Hillary.
Just had a baby too.
Oh, nice one. What's the baby's name?
Marlo.
Oh, sweet name.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute.
Ah.
Our little, because Marlo's a little baby, so he's always like either sleeping or crying for food, or crying because he's hungry, crying because he needs changing, or crying because he needs to go to sleep. And so that's what a baby does. And so our little girl Dallas, the other day, she's like something about, oh, we might see Marlo, and she goes, oh, Marlo's crying.
It's like, kids are so cute when they start making funny comments like that.
Yeah, Dallas is over 2 now. She's doing really well.
I'd love to see her again.
Oh, just come over, bro.
Well, right now I can't. You guys don't want our type over there.
No.
Eventually we will.
Come over, Tom. But actually, we don't want you.
We'll just FaceTime.
Yeah, actually, we probably should.
We probably should actually. Michelle,
when you get back home, we'll do something like that.
All right, mate.
Are we all done?
You got any
make
bolts
snap?
Of,
what are we going to make snapping?
Man.
My sister Hillary.
make your Photoshop, make your Hillary Photoshop. Photoshops happen.
Third party Photoshop.
Okay, cool. That was easy.
Oh, hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
I had a very small play, actually. I should have used it more, with a Sigma 35mm
1.2. Oh, that's that giant lens, right?
Mm.
Now, is that made for the whatever our mount is called?
It is, but I think it is a case where there's that like built-in little extra part.
Oh, that's right.
But still, my bestie Michael Schultz.
Yep, Schultz.
Michael Schultz. yeah, he came up to the party on Saturday, and he actually stayed the night at my house.
Oh, nice.
It's like having a celebrity come to dinner, you know.
The Schultzster.
And he brought the lens, but to be fair, I was busy doing my Facebook post when he brought it in. I was like, oh, bro, like, I'll get right to it. And then I forgot to, like, play with it. But I did hold it in my hands, and I did. One thing I loved is the aperture ring has a really satisfying click, dun, click, dun. Click, 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 click.
Okay.
The 35, I find that that little switch tends to always go down to the no-click mode.
Yeah, so it just turns, yeah.
And I'm always forever, like, clicking it back up. The clicking was like doo, 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 which
did
I
you
really liked.
Take any, so you didn't take any photos with it?
No, I'm too cool for that.
Shit.
Or so too useless. Seems.
Your review is based solely on the sound of the aperture ring clicking.
Mm-hmm. And no, based on that,
that's
solid,
fair.
Solid 9 out of 10.
35 1.2. That's
yeah,
huge.
And he said it's a good 1.2 as well. It's not like one of these lenses where it should really be a 1.6, but.
I just think that, and is he shooting Sony? He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I just think that that weight must be out of control.
Oh, man. Oh yeah, it's depth heaps. It's really heavy.
The depth of field is so thin.
On a 35, that's pretty cool, eh?
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. On Sony.
It's heavy. It's like I'm pretty fixed in my ways when it comes to the weight of the gear I use. I wouldn't want to go heavier than what I'm currently using. But pretty exciting, man. 1.2.
That's so funny because I've kind of gone the other way with the 1.8, which weighs 260 grams. Like this must weigh at least 1.2 kilos.
I think it's a kilo, yeah. Hold on. I'll just type in weight after my search. Doesn't say. One of these will be B&H. They're pretty good for specs. Specs. And now it'll be in pounds or something. 1.1 kilos.
Okay. Damn.
Versus what's mine like? 600 grams, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like 630. I'm going to guess 635.
Oh. Do you want me to actually look it up?
Nah, that's all right.
This is great radio.
Let's just say I'm right. Yeah.
Hang on, 35 minute. What did you say?
I said 635. Nah, 635.
Sony 35mm 1.4 Distagon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you get this right?
I get
the stakes.
You have to give me a prize. I don't know what though.
630. And that's it. 630.
Are you serious? I was 5 grams off.
5 grams. But yours has probably got some dirt on it.
That's yeah, so a bit of dust, yeah. 5 grams of dust.
You're like, 65? Yeah.
It's.
All right. I think we should stop rabbiting.
Rabbit. Hey, man. Good to chat.
All right, dude.
Much love to you and your fam and all you people out in the podcast. Yeah.
Good one, too.
Bye.
Okay, bud. See you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.